This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Irene Tower, last name T for Tom, O W E for Europe, R. Irene, first name, I for India, R, E for Europe, N for Nancy, E for Europe. Today's date is April 4, 2024, period New Paragraph. She's a 47-year-old female patient who is a cosmetic surgeon, and she comes with the history of fluttering feeling in the chest. Fluttering, F for Frank, L for Larry, U, T for Tom, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. New paragraph. On March 30, she returned from a trip to Thailand, period. On April 1st, she noticed flutter-like palpitations, period. When this symptom continued next day, she decided to go to the emergency room. There, she was found to have premature atrial contractions in a bigeminal pattern. Bigeminal, B for boy, I for India, G, E for Europe, M for Mary, I for India, N for Nancy, A for Apple, L for Larry, pattern. P for Paul, A for Apple, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, N for Nancy, period. She was observed in the emergency room and subsequently discharged, and with the advice to follow up with the cardiologist, period. New paragraph. Patient denies having any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. She gives history of flutter-like feeling in the heart, in the chest, generally at rest, and she, when she does activity, she does not notice it, period. The symptoms are not frequent. They have been happening for a few years, but on April 1st and April 2nd, they not only were frequent, but they persisted for longer period of time, each time when she felt palpitation, period. No history of any dizziness, syncope, cough with expectoration, edema of feet, bleeding tendency, or a GI problem, period. She says her physical capacity is good. She can walk about 4 to 5 miles without any problem, period. She goes to gym where she does 20 minutes of cardio, C-A-R, D for David, I-O, and then other 60 minutes with the weights, W-E-I-G-H-T-S, weights. She will carry sometime 150-pound weight in her weight exercise, period. She exercises for 1.5 hours and about 6 to 7 days a week, period. The past history. About 1.5 years ago, she was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease. Hashimoto, H for Harry in capital letter, A for Apple, S for Sam, H for House, I for India, M for Mary, O, T for Tom, O. Hashimoto's disease 1.5 years ago, period. Since then, she is on thyroid compound medication, compound C, O, M, P for Peter, O, U, and D for David, period. And she is on spironolactone, S for Sam, P for Peter, I for India, R, O, N for Nancy, O, L for Larry, A for Apple, C for Charlie, T for Tom, O, N for Nancy, E for Europe, 50 milligram daily period. She says that in the past she has been told to have high lipids period. She also has noticed at times higher blood pressure, but she's not on any treatment. And there are times where her high blood pressure will be there for a short time and subsequently it will return to normal period. She has also noticed more high blood pressure when she's under stress, and when she would relax, the blood pressure will drop down to within normal limits period. She is recently under significant amount of stress period. Noise of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction period. Noise of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Allergy none, period, new paragraph. The social history, she takes about 2 cups of coffee per day, period. She sometimes takes THC, T for Tom in capital letter, H for House in capital letter, and C for Charlie in capital letter. THC for sleep at night, period. And new paragraph. Family history. Father, who is 82-year-old, has a high blood pressure, coma, coronary stent, also the descending thoracic stent, and ascending aorta surgery, period. Mother is 82-year-old and no medical problem, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, she's going through menopause now, period. New paragraph. She says when she feels heart flutter, it feels like her heart is beating irregular, and she will take a deep breath and try to relax, and then she notices the benefit in her heart palpitation period. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative period, pupil equal and react to the light period, no pallor, cyanosis or clubbing period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement period, the peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except right dorsal speed is 1/4, left dorsal speed is 2/4, and both posterior tibial 4/4 period. No carotid bruit period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 140/140/80 millimeters of mercury, period. The new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, normal in character period, S1 and S2 are normal, period, in the left lower parasternal area. There is an ejection systolic murmur, 2/6, period. No S3 and no S4 noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The patient had a EKG done on April 3, 2024, period. This EKG shows normal sinus rhythm with a possible left atrial enlargement and atrial bigeminy, B for boy, I for India, G, E, M for Mary, M for Mary, I for India, N for Nancy, Y, bigeminy of PACs, P for Peter, A for Apple, C for Charlie in capital letter, PACs, period. And then EKG done on April 4th, 2024, showed single PAC, period. New paragraph. As mentioned above, patient has noticed that generally C feels her heart flutter and irregular heartbeat when she's resting and not doing much activity. And she hardly notices any flutter or palpitation when she's exercising in the gym, period. New paragraph. The plan is to do Holter recording, comma, echo to evaluate left ventricular function, comma, mitral regurge and mitral valve prolapse, and consider doing stress test to evaluate a response to exercise from point of view of cardiac arrhythmias, period. The patient was advised above workup and pros, P-R-O-S, and cons, C-O-N-S, of the workup were explained in detail, period. The patient then said that she is very busy with her daily activity and she would not be able to do for next 3 to 4 weeks. So, plan is to see the patient in follow-up. And depending on the clinical course, further management will be planned, period, new paragraph. Initial impression number one, recurrent palpitation like flutter, period. Number two, past history of intermittent hypertension, but not on treatment. Next line, number three, past history of hyperlipidemia, but not on treatment, period. Next line, number four. History of Hashimoto thyroiditis, thyroiditis T for Tom, H-Y-R-O-I-D-I, D for David, I-T-I-S, thyroiditis. 1.5 year ago, period. Number four, hyperlipidemia, period. Number five, possible mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Number six, frequent PACs, P for Peter, A for Apple, C for Charlie, S, period, new paragraph. The patient was also advised to do coronary calcium score, which she agreed and she will do in next few days, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.